Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for being a very present help in the time of squeezings, because you are our strength, you are our fortress, a God that is near, a God that is for us and not against us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 3 from verse 10 to 13. According to the grace of God which was given unto me, as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let each man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. But if any man buildeth on the foundation gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, stubble, each man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it's revealed in fire, and the fire itself shall prove each man's work of what sort it is.
Hallelujah. Here we can just see, you know, foundation has been laid. You knew no sin became sin so that we can become the righteousness of God. And now we are being called out of darkness. I think of Romans 7, married to the Lord to bear fruits to God by walking in the Spirit. So having been called, the Lord is real. The Lord is with us. He's not a pie in the sky. He's a reality. He starts a work and he completes it. He never leaves us or forsakes us. And yes, we just like Paul, we despair at times. But like Paul says, he despaired because it was time to trust in God, not in man. He says it was time to trust in God who raises the dead. So many times we can have despair. In this month, there's been two occasions I've despaired, but ran to the Lord. And then the Lord just changes it and gives you hope. Why? Because he's a God that is ruling and reigning to lift us up into all that has been made available for us. And if we're not building on that foundation, and the foundation of his leading, which brings his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, you're building with stubble, clay, and wood and straw. But the precious stone, that's the Lord's building. So what he authorizes that is precious, according to the great and precious promises through which we partake of the divine nature, that's what he backs up. So if you're building on anything, you're building and you're thinking your Lord is not with you and you want to wait for him for another 1,000 years or a week, he is with you. And you need to hear what he's got to say. Today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. And then what he authorizes, he perfects. So building with the right material, you can look at Isaiah 54. There it talks about the bride is returned into the goodness that the Lord had in mind for her from the beginning. That's us, the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones. And then they stay in tune with the Lord. And then the Lord comes through and he builds you up with precious stones, great and precious stones. Why? Because he has called you out of the world, out of the lies, out of the deception, out of the false doctrines that always put things out there that don't make it a reality. It's a reality right now. So what he declares to you, he also perfects. So it's so important. The righteous live by faith. Faith comes. And when faith comes, it's the Lord that is drawing close to you, because he's the author and the perfecter of our faith. And then that faith, when we hold on to that faith and the testings come, faith gets tested. We are able to overcome. And then what follows that is then glorification. So you're building on the rock together with the Lord, and you are growing from glory to glory. That's what it's all about. That's why Jesus gave his life, so that he can now be the firstborn of many brothers to help us wake up to our God, wake up to his leading by the Spirit, and arise and shine. So arise and shine. There's no shining if the Lord is not real. There's no shining if the Lord hasn't come and give life and life in abundance. There's no shining if you don't love the word, love these promises, love these truths, and stand on it. There's no shining, because then the Father and the Son doesn't come and live with you. So you're not experiencing eternal life. Eternal life is knowing the Father and the Son. That is the reality we have now in this new and better and perfect love covenant. Perfect love has cast out all fear, so we can have the boldness in the squeezings and see the salvation of God as he comes through for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.